Jordan will respond to the Iran beatdown. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. April 8th, 2026, Wednesday. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. And my contact information is Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. The name of the program, again, Jordan will respond. The nation of Jordan will respond to the Iran beatdown. This conflict is not over. It is a progressive conflict. Iran will be in conflict into the future. I'm trying to present this the best way I can, but this is eventually going to end with Iran and Russia and other nations coming to the area that we know as Jordan, the country of Jordan, east of the Jordan River, in the Middle East. As I stated in the previous program, before the Russian war, this conflict that now many ministries, it's out in the news. There may be some in the audience that have never heard of the Gog-Magog War in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. It is a war that will occur in the end time, in the last days. Presently, there's a lot of detail to what has been happening in the Middle East, starting especially on October 7th, 2023. That war that we refer to as the Gaza War is actually in the book of Amos. I'm sorry, not Amos. It's in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. I'm looking at notes. The war that's going to take place in the state, the nation of Jordan, is in Jeremiah chapter 49. I have my eyes on the notes here. Also Amos chapter 1. But also the nation of Jordan is in Psalm 83. And in Psalm 83, it is a regional war. I believe the regional war that had never occurred until October 7th, 2023, is a fulfillment of Psalm 83. A regional war which involves the nation of the conflict in Gaza, Lebanon, some in Syria, and eventually will move east over the Jordan River into present-day Jordan, which, according to the Bible, is divided into three families. To the north, the nation of Ammon, ancient son of Lot, Ammon, which would be the Ammonites, the oldest son of Lot in the account in the book of Genesis, is Moab, which is in the center of Jordan. And to the south end of the nation of Jordan, you have the brother of Jacob, Esau. So you have these three family members. To the north again, Ammon, the younger child of Lot, Moab, the older son, and then the twin brother of Jacob. And in this regional war in Psalm 83, it is not complete yet. The war has not finished. there will be two events that are to come before the Great Russian War, and that is the destruction of Damascus, which the program I did yesterday, the previous program, Syria will respond, Syria will respond to Iran's beatdown. And when Syria responds, Israel will destroy Damascus. Then, at the same time, Syria gets involved with Ahmad al-Shara, who is the present president of Syria. I believe he's going to talk King Hussein, the family in Jordan. He's going to talk to them and persuade them to join with him in attacking Israel from the east in response to the conflict happening in Iran presently. So, Syria is going to respond, and the nation of Jordan is going to respond jointly to assist the nation of Iran against mainly Israel, but also in a conjunction with the United States. What Donald Trump is doing presently is fulfilling prophecy. There's talk of an endless war. Well, the war, there will be a beginning of the conflict with ancient Persia. It has begun. But there will be an ending. The ending isn't taking place yet. The ending will be when Russia, Iran, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, possibly part of Ukraine, Libya, Ethiopia / Somalia, join, and parts of Saudi Arabia in that vicinity. When they join with Iran and Russia and these other nations to invade the nation of Jordan, they won't invade that nation until Israel owns the property, till Israel owns the real estate. That hasn't occurred yet. In Psalms 83, the area, Ammon, Moab, and Edom, that area is the end of the conflict in the regional war in the book of Psalms 83, that chapter. Then after Damascus is destroyed as a city, Jordan is occupied by Israel, then the stage will be set for this group of nations to bring their armies into the countryside in the nation of Jordan, east of, and I think mostly in the area of Moab, kind of in the center, to attack Israel. So in Psalm 83, there is mention of genocide and ethnic cleansing directed at the nation of Israel and the Jewish people from all of the nations surrounding Israel and distant countries, including to the north, again, Russia, I believe part of Ukraine, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, then some of the armies to the south of Iran, and then in North Africa, again, Ethiopia, which would be tied into Somalia, and Libya. I repeat this to try to get it into your thinking that Psalm 83 war, the regional war, is separate from the Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 conflict, which involves Russia. China will not be involved. the nations to the east will not be involved in the coming Russian war. To simplify it, in modern-day thinking, it will be a Russian war with other nations involved. I was reading today that the nations that are really involved in the conflict are nations that are heavy populations of Islam. Basically, these Arab and North African countries, they may be different countries, but the common denominator is they are Muslim. And in the Muslim religion, you will have the terrorists, the extreme jihadists, who will gather together from North Africa, the Middle East, and Russia. And Russia today, about four days ago, that Russia is beginning to strengthen ties with the Islamic countries, and that's one of Russia's priority, according to the foreign minister Lavrov. He emphasized that the inter-ethnic and interfaith harmony has been and remains the most important element of the centuries-old Russian statehood. So basically, this conflict that's coming with the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war is going to be top-heavy with the Islamic Islam, terrorists, jihadists. This is what Psalm 83 states. There will be a plan to commit genocide. What you saw in the past is a indicator of what is coming with the Gaza conflict. The hatred, Israel had to respond to hatred and to a plan to, according to Psalm 83, to eliminate the people out of the nation of Israel and to bring about a cleansing of all the remembrance of the Jewish people going back to Abraham. So Russia here, according to this foreign minister Lavrov, Russia now has made a statement to the Islamic armies in the region to the north of Israel, east of Israel, south of Israel, into North Africa, that there's an interfaith harmony, inter-ethnic and interfaith harmony, which has been remains the most important element of the centuries-old Russian statehood. So the stage, basically, the Bible is clear. Out of Turkey, the faith is Islam. Iran, Islam. Mostly Azerbaijan, Armenia, Islam. North Africa, Libya, Ethiopia, Islam. This is an Islamic war that is about to take place when the conflict, when Damascus and the nation of Jordan is becomes, when Damascus is destroyed and Jordan becomes the real estate of the nation of Israel. It's a family war in Psalm 83. Moab and Ammon and Edom, the whole nation, are related to the Jewish people. The other nations in the war that will follow the great conflict, which many people will believe is the War of Armageddon. It is not. It is not the War of Armageddon. This war with Russia, the next great conflict, is 7 years and a few months before the War of Armageddon. In this Russian war, in this conflict, China will not be involved. At a distance, maybe with some intelligence, but Israel will not have, I'm sorry, China will not be involved. China may have, again, some influence, but for the most part, the war will be Islamic. Islamic war against, all-out Islamic war against Israel. China, that war is off in the distance 7+ years. I hope that I'm trying to explain myself in this matter with what we hear in the news presently. Everyone has an opinion, a view. They have, you know, they want to be heard. This is Israel is controlling Donald Trump, has taken over the reins of what happens in the United States of America. Don't believe it. Not true. There may be influence in the country through Christian groups, non-Christian groups, through the corporations. There may be influence, but no, this country is not being, there's going to be some, what we call, what I would call dark Zionism, satanic Zionism. Yes, there will be that kind of influence. It's a deep matter that I won't get into right now. Deep, deep, dark Zionism. Satanic Zionism. Mentioned in the book of Revelation, the Church of Satan. Those that say they are Jews, but are not. So, strengthening ties with the countries of friendly Islamic civilization is among the absolute priority of Russia's foreign policy. This is out of the Russian news agency. This was 2 days ago, April 6th. Russia's unconditional foreign policy priorities include strengthening mutually beneficial ties with the states of friendly Islamic civilization and promoting dialogue with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which unites them, Lavrov said at an annual information meeting. So, ethnic and interfaith harmony. This is prophecy being fulfilled today, April the 8th, 2026. The interfaith harmony with Islamic nations is now complete. They will work together. Russia, Islamic nations, they need Russia, because Russia is to be a guardian, a protector, to protect these nations, not from Israel, from America. Prophecy is being fulfilled. There's not going to be peace. There may be a short time where things will settle down, but be assured that once Damascus is destroyed and the nation of Jordan becomes the real estate of Israel, these other nations that are coming with Russia, written in the book of, which are documented in Ezekiel chapter 38, they will come together to gather in the nation of Jordan to the east of Israel, and the intention will be to overflow that nation of Israel and dominate and acquire Israel as their territory with all of Israel's industry, farming, agriculture, and ranching, which is not really that big, but it's not their great, it's not Israel's great, well, there is, because they do have a lot of cattle for the purpose of sacrifice. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense, and it does. Now, we're watching Russia. Now, they don't have to befriend the Islamic countries. They've already had the discussions, and I know in the discussions, all these nations that I just mentioned, they are all planning one objective, or their plans are basically, they have one objective, the nation of Israel. If they can move in, subdue the nation of Israel, then not only do they have control of the Middle East, but they, to a great degree, will be able to run the United States out of the area. But their plan, don't be deceived. Yeah, they're coming for whatever they can acquire that would benefit each of these nations, but mainly they want to get rid of the Jewish people. The anti-Semitism in this country is now, it has been, you might say, hidden. But basically the principle is, what happens in the dark will be brought out into the light. What is whispered in the ear will be shouted really from a mountaintop. You're not going to be able to hide the heart, the attitude of the hearts of men in this country. And the anti-Semitism is evident. It's evident over in the Middle East. It's evident in this country. Donald Trump is the individual that made it clear years ago that the big threat in the world was Iran, in the Middle East especially. Iran, given the opportunity with the past administrations, going back to Reagan, these administrations all knew one thing, that Iran could not have access to nuclear anything with their programs, any nuclear possibilities or possibilities of creating or building nuclear weapons. Going back to Reagan, to Carter before that, to the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama. But because Trump is the one, Donald Trump is president, he is the president that has taken action, everybody's having a meltdown. Everyone in this country, they're up in arms. All the Trump supporters, great percentage, they've known what Trump would do with Iran. He came in, first administration, and he reversed a lot of the objectives of the Obama administration. He turned things around and reversed what had been done. The American government has always had a thought that they could, from a distance, control the nations they want to control through force. But that's not been the case. And the other thing, again, I go back to what I'd stated yesterday in the last program. The British have been involved in assisting Iran for the last almost five decades. The British, it's one of their long-term strategies to assist Iran in the Middle East, which interferes with the plans of this country in bringing peace and harmony to the Middle East, which Donald Trump, with his peace initiative, has been trying to do. It has been working. The proof is evident. Kuwait, Dubai, Oman, these nations that are being bombed by Iran, Saudi Arabia, these nations have one enemy, Iran. And they are totally behind, have been behind the Trump administration, because they know there's only one administration or one country internationally that would have a way to protect the investments and the wealth of these other nations from Iran. You have pockets of these Islamic terrorists, radicals in Iran that have been causing turmoil and skirmishes all over the Middle East, funded by Iran. Iran supplying weapons. Ahmad al-Shara, he was a product of Islam in Iran. And then he went into Syria, and he, with Turkey, was able to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. But he is a product of extreme terrorist hatred toward Israel, and really toward the United States as well. And now he's the president of Syria. The American people don't realize that Donald Trump's peace plan, his initiative, really is something that has been welcomed by these nations apart from Iran. It has been welcomed. Because today, yesterday was the deadline for Iran to open up the Strait of Hormuz, and already they have they've already violated the treaty. You can't trust them. You cannot trust this nation, Islam, and the countries that are Islamic can never be trusted. It's a spirit. It's a religious spirit, and not necessarily a legitimate religion, but nevertheless it is termed a religion, a belief system. I think it was Laura Loomer was talking to, if I remember correctly, the conversation. She was visiting with somebody that's out of the Middle East. She was trying to understand what Islam is, a religion. I think she said religion. And the individual she was visiting with stated, it's not a religion. He laughed. It's a civilization. It's a civilization. It's a political, military system that is cloaked with religion, religious belief, but it is not a true religion. True religions like Christianity and Judaism are religions where there is a love for their fellow man, for mankind. They contribute. No matter what people say about Israel, one of the greatest little nations in existence today. and God will protect it. Abraham was given the promise by God. In cursing, I will curse those that curse thee. In blessing, I will bless those that bless thee. The people in this country, main podcasters that are now turning on the Jewish people in Israel, you watch what happens to them. You watch what happens to these people. You're going to see different types of hardships come to them. It's not going to be fun, but God is going to openly bring about, I don't like to use the term bring about, God is going to allow deception. They're going to be deceived. They're going to be deceived and lose their credibility. They will be found out what is in their heart will be flushed out. They can speak a good game. Try to speak a good game. Play the game. But they'll be found out. You can't hide what's in the heart. If you want to know what's in a man's heart, just watch the actions. You know a tree by its fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. They may try to masquerade their true feelings, but their fruit will expose them. So I'll tell you what, let me say this too. Sorry, my throat here. With Jordan, the nation of Jordan, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48, it speaks about the center portion of Jordan, which is the area that Bible teachers and prophetic people that study Bible prophecy, eschatology. Chapter 48 of Jeremiah is one chapter about the son, the oldest child of Lot. It's all about what's going to happen to that area of Jordan. And that area is actually going to... The whole chapter is about Jordan. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jordan, but Moab specifically, the center portion, the middle of the nation. I'll just give you highlights. Jeremiah 48:1, woe, judgment is coming to the city of Nebo, for it has been destroyed. Kiriathaim has been shamed. Verse 2, the glory of Moab is no more. Verse 4, Moab is destroyed. Verse 7 says, because you have trusted in your works, your hand made idols, and in your treasures instead of in God, even you yourself will be captured. Meaning they're going to be overrun and become captive. Who's going to do that? The nation of Israel. It's coming very shortly. Verse 8, and the destroyer will come upon every city, so no city will escape. The Jordan Valley will be ruined. The plain will be devastated. When the Israel takes this land, Israel will eliminate the enemies and basically clear the land. Now, also in this chapter, it is discussing what will happen later after down the road a ways, months maybe, half a year. Eventually, when these armies come to gather in that area, when they're destroyed, pretty much the land will be basically uninhabited to a great degree. Verse 9, give a gravestone to Moab, for she will fall into ruins. Her cities, pastures, and farms will be desolate without anyone to live in them. Verse 11, Moab has been at ease from his youth. For thousands of years, Moab has been basically without too much conflict. It has been, even in the time of Israel with King David, Moab had its own resting place, I guess you could say. That's going to come to an end. And when the war begins, how can you say we are great warriors and valiant men in war? Moab has been made desolate, and his cities have gone up into smoke and flame. The chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Sorry, I'm having to look to my screen here over a microphone. The destruction of Moab will come soon, and his disaster hurries quickly. Verse 17. Verse 18, come down from your glory, O daughter living in Dibon, and sit on the parched ground among the thirsty, for the destroyer of Moab has advanced against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. This has not yet occurred to Moab as a nation, ever in history. It will occur very shortly. Israel has not finished the Psalm 83 war yet. Israel has been focusing on Iran presently. Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, eventually he's going to be forced to focus on Syria and Damascus and on Jordan. And he's going to have to leave Iran alone here very shortly. He's trying to, Benjamin Netanyahu and some of the religious rabbis, some of the people in Israel believe that it's time for Israel to conquer the world, to bring in their millennial, to bring in their kingdom that was promised them by God to King David and Solomon. And there, I believe that right now, the thinking with the power, with the heads of power in Israel is, we're going to bring in the kingdom. It's not going to happen. Christ will bring in the kingdom. Israel is going to be punished. Initially, Jordan, Damascus, Gaza, Iran, Russia, all these nations will be punished. But Israel has not read what the prophets say about Israel in the near future. In the book of Amos, it says that Israel is going to, I think it's verse chapter 2, Israel is punished. This is Amos chapter 2, verse 6. Because Israel, as a country, as a people, they're apostate. They're far from the Lord. They have to fight for their lives, but that doesn't mean they have turned to God. So in Amos, concerning Judah and Israel, there's going to be punishment for the northern part and the southern part of Israel. And then in chapter 2 of Amos, it's what the Lord says concerning Moab. For the many, even for the crimes, the sins and transgressions, I will punish them. I will not turn back. I will not grant a reprieve. They burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. Desecrating a tomb was a serious offense. So I will send fire on Moab that will destroy the strong buildings, the palaces of the city of Kerioth. the people of Moab will die in great noise, uproar, and tumult in the middle of the sounds of war. I will bring an end, and I will destroy the king of Moab. I will kill all its leaders and its princes with them, says the Lord. Now in chapter 1, it talks about that chapter 1 of Amos, Ammon, Edom, and Damascus, and the Philistines in Gaza, and Phoenicia up in Lebanon, they're all going to be punished and destroyed. But in chapter 2, Judah and Israel are going to be punished. So there is punishment coming to the nation of Israel and the leaders of Israel. The punishment is a just punishment coming from God according to their prophets. And because God is going to force them to turn back to Him wholeheartedly, not in a casual way, but in a reverent way in reality. So don't think that Israel is outside of the hand of punishing hand of their God. They're not. This is according to Amos and the end days. Then also in Isaiah 28, there's a punishment is also, it's also documented there will be a punishment of Israel in Isaiah 28 and in Deuteronomy chapter 32. So there's going to be hardship for Israel also, but in the meantime, God has to eliminate the Islamic armies in a pincer movement to the north, to the heart, to the east of the area, to the south, North Africa. Israel sandwiched. There's no place to run. The only way they can go is into the Mediterranean. But God is going to bring these armies to present-day Jordan, Moab being the center area, and destroy them. To the north, Amman, Jordan. It's also going to be taken, and I think it's with Amman, I think that the king and the princes are going to be captured. They're not going to be destroyed. They're just going to be imprisoned. And when that happens, you don't think there's going to be a... Everybody's going to have a... The world will have a meltdown, taking King Hussein, his children, grandchildren, the leaders of Amman, Jordan, captive. There's going to be a meltdown. And then with Esau to the south, this is where the conflict is going to be the heaviest, because God is going to punish these three, the two brothers, Ammon and Moab, and Esau, for all that they have done to the children of Jacob. And Esau is going to be punished the most severely punished, to the point of extinction. But the nation of Jordan is going to have to become, and will become, must become, Israeli property. Because there are other prophecies that when Christ returns, before his return, there will be a great hatred of the Jewish people when this coming, what we term Antichrist, or a beast who declares himself to be God, when he opens up the nation of Israel to the nations that want to come and live there. And many of the Jewish people are commanded in the book of Matthew chapter 24, to flee east into present-day Jordan and to the southern part of Jordan to an area that is called Petra. And in that area in Petra, that's where Esau, he owns that property, that the people of Esau. And Israel and the Jewish people that understand the prophecy of flee, don't take your coat, don't go back to get anything out of your homes, just get across the Jordan River into the nation, to the mountains of Jordan. So Israel has to, Israel needs the nation of Jordan, and they're going to get it. Now, presently in Germany, there's now talk of conscription, the German people once again having to register for the draft. In this country, I've spoken about this in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2023, that there's going to be a draft again in this country. And it's coming. Will it happen under President Trump? I don't know. But one thing a draft will do is it takes the patriots out of the country. And in the void, the coming administration is going to place probably a lot of foreigners in positions, maybe powerful positions in government. And especially, I don't know, criminals, extremists. But this is one thing that I don't believe in the Trump administration. This is going to occur. Donald Trump, presently, there's talk that he is not well. Well, we don't know. And basically, other than the solid core of MAGA voters are still behind him, Democrats are beginning to support him. And the patriots are beginning to turn on him because it appears as if he is not accomplishing what they feel he needs to accomplish. Even Christian patriots feel he's been easy on immigration, that he's not followed through on promises that he's made, and they are ready to, and they actually say that they support him, but actually they're dragging him to the train tracks, and they're going to make sure he's tied to the tracks, and they're waiting for the train to come. Well, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. The Democratic Party, or the, not the Democratic Party, the rebels in that voting bloc, they are planning to resume control of the country. And I mean the people that actually control the Democratic Party. The Democrat voters are controlled. And they are told to, no matter what, support the positions of those who are making the decisions. They are going to suffer. And the administration that is going to be in place, that is going to return to power, is going to Boy, there are so many things they're going to do. Number one, they are going to begin prosecution of those in high office that have been part of the Trump administration. They're vindictive. Again, like I stated before, they're vindictive. They are impatient. They are diabolical. They are hell-bent on returning to power, to controlling the purse strings of everything that happens in this country. And they don't care about the people of this country, even the ones who have voted for them. With the next administration, there will be an end to any presidential elections. Donald Trump is not going to have a full 4 years this time. He won't have a full 4 years. His time is coming to an end. And when he leaves, I don't know how he's going to leave. I hope his health is intact. I don't know if they're going to try this 25th Amendment objective, but understand the kingdom, what has given Trump success has been the oneness of the patriots, conservatives, and MAGA. And now the real patriots have basically jumped ship, are beginning a mutiny. Conservatives, the same. A kingdom divided against itself will not stand, cannot stand. It's impossible. And the covens, the witchcraft, the sorcerers, the Satanists of this country have been praying desperately. They have been in their coven meetings, in their rituals, casting spells, calling for the confusion in the Trump group. They've been calling for confusion. They've been calling for rebellion. They've been casting spells. They've been beseeching the devil, pleading with the devil, offering sacrifice, human, children. You think I'm just going to tell you that reading the scripture, this country, at its end, at the time of the demise of this country, this nation will be steeped like a tea bag in hot water. And that hot water is the country. The tea bag is witchcraft, Satanism, whatever you want to call it. And these people have gathered from the witches, the wizards, the warlocks, the astrologers, those who are enchanting, that read the crystal ball, are just involved in Satan worship. They have been, from the time Trump returned to power, cursing him, cursing the supporters of Donald Trump, and beseeching Lucifer for a way to return to power. They're going to get their way. The final administration will be an administration of sorcerers. Like Egypt, there were the Chaldeans, which is the group within a nation that are the main devil worshippers that really hold great power. They're those who look at the alignments of the stars and the moon and the planets, those who really do have crystal balls, the wizards, the people that go to these very powerful devil worshippers and ask them, they pay them to cast a spell, and the spells are powerful. I have no doubt they've been directing a lot of this witchcraft at this president. Like I've stated in many programs, America means the land of the plumed serpent. In my ministry, I study theology, the knowledge of God as Father, doctrine, the teachings of Christ, and things that pertain to the Christian faith, eschatology, the study of prophecies in the Bible, past, present, future, and also another thing that the prophets talked about all the time in the Old Testament, and the writers of the Old Testament. They always, in every book, talk about witchcraft. In the book of Genesis, with Egypt, with Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, with Greece, with the nations around Israel, Moab, Ammon, Edom, the Philistines in the Gaza Strip, those in Phoenicia, those to the north in Lebanon, where Baalbek is, the Syria, Jacob's, one of his wives, Rachel, she kept the idols of her father, who was Syrian, Laban. Witchcraft is all through the scripture, and to understand what is happening in America, if you understand and you know and you can see the witchcraft, you look at YouTube, you look at the movies. Witchcraft is everywhere. Skull and Bones, Freemasons. Not all Freemasons are necessarily in witchcraft, but those in the hidden ranks, the upper ranks. In Skull and Bones, you can't become a casual member with all these secret societies, Pilgrim Society, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, with those in the arts of witchcraft in Central and South America, Cuba, Haiti, Japan, in Hawaii. I have a friend that went to Hawaii, a pastor, preaching the gospel to a lot of the villagers in an area. And he ran into one of the main Satanist occult powers, an individual, great power in witchcraft in Hawaii. And basically the man was there to make sure that the friend, the pastor, would not preach the gospel. Well, podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Again, my contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And then on the website, you can also go to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. So, the next program, we'll see what happens. But Jordan is going to respond to the Iran beatdown. Jordan is going to join the conflict. Syria will join the conflict. So, God bless you. God protect you. God help you. May He open your eyes.